I want to thank the Parnassim for the week. Shereel and Lizzie Rose and the Mishpacha. Schuz for Refuah Shleima, for Shlomo Zalman Nachman Ben Frederin. It's Hashem, she Refuah Shem, she only deserves Toivas. And also Chaim and Daniela Lieder, Li Ilui Nishmas, Sarayuta Bas Ephraim, Menachem Mendel, Bedina, the Shem Shem Hanaliyah, and hopefully only Simcha Nachas and Broch. All right, let's return to the regular sugya. We're on page Sadik Vav. Baruch Hashem, we've learned a lot about the Mida of Yesod, and now we're trying to understand Kedushas Yesod. We're going to be spending, Mitzvah Hashem, a good couple of months on this, and then to go into, as I said last time, to the union of the Tikkun Klolim, Tikkun Habris, Tikkun Heinayim, Tikkun Habris. So let's go back, let's review a little bit from the paragraph beginning in Yohannes, Yohannes Ruach Shtus, you see it? Where it says, just we read that paragraph already, but let's chazer a little bit and go into the sugya. Kradi barnu sha'odam ha'shehu sholom b'midas ha'yesoid, ha'inav sho b'nuya mimata ad-lamala b'yesoid echad, v'mokusha heitev b'yesoid zeh. We learned from the beginning that Yesod means his kashrus, Yesod means Seder. Yesod means that there's a binyan, there's a building from the bottom up. Maschil, and from the top to the bottom. Maschil v'chochma v'over l'bina v'das v'heim l'idim ahave v'yira v'zeh m'li teferos, as we were talking about, barichas v'ayhu k'mo binyan shal har beit karmis. Each person is like a building of that has many floors, many stories. She yesod munach amoik ba'adamu u'machzik es kol ha'binyan. And Yesod is that part of us that is deep, deep in the ground, the Yesod of who we are, and it holds up the whole binyan. Hamisnas el harbe karmas me'al ha'aretz. That rises many, many stories above the ground. Ukama ilan hanatua al shoshim tovim hamishoshim ba'adam ha'tova. And Chazal in many places use this marshal. The Torah says, ki adam eitz asada. Man is compared to a tree. And the Mishnah says, as you all know, that there's a very big difference between a tree that has roots that are deep and a tree that does not have deep roots. And the difference, of course, is most noticeable when there's a strong wind. When there's a strong wind, so if the roots are not deep, then the tree is completely uprooted. If the roots are very deep and strong and healthy, then even if there's a hurricane or a sandy comes along, the tree will be able to make it through that storm. Shekoach ha'shorosh oylem imata lamala, v'haperos ha'tzoymchem sham tovim musukim, and not only that, but the fruits will be delicious. Kein hu gam ha'odam ha'she yesh lo midas ha'yesod. So it is with a person who has this midah of yesod. Shumakusha b'chol midoysa milamata ad lamala, al sherosh echad shalachabad dikdusha, choch b'bina v'daz, Umidas Akadusha, and then the Midas of Chesed Gvur Teferis, and so on. So this is where we're up to. Vini Lumaze, Kol Masha Torah Ginsa V'Tiava. Now, I mentioned 2 weeks ago that in order to understand this really in a deeper way, in a way that's Yisodi, we're going to learn maybe one or two Mamorim from Rabbi Yucham Zechasad, of course, the Vracha. Kol Masha Torah Ginsa V'Tiava. All those things that the Torah describes as things that are unhealthy, things that are destructive. All those things that the Torah says, "Chaver, you got to stay away from this stuff. It's bad. So there was a generation a long time ago that tried all of that stuff, whatever they can get their hands on. And it didn't work out. The generation of the Mabul, the Dar Mabul, and Stoim and Amora, very big differences, but these were generations that were determined before the Torah was given. But there was already in the world, there were the Mitzvahs of Bnei Noach, there was already some aura of morality, of Hashem's Ratzon in the world. And those things that Hashem doesn't want, even the seven mitzvahs b'nei noach, Hashem says, this is not good for you. For the whole world, this is not good. Well, these are things that are good for the world. These are things that are good for the world. To respect your parents, that's good for the world. To steal, to kill, adultery. These are things that are bad. So even before the Torah was given, there were giluyim of Hashem's will. Of Hashem's will. And by that Hashem is saying, these are things not only that are good or bad, but it's more than that. Ein lehem shum shaychus lehigayin ulaseichel. Those things that the Torah says are dangerous, destructive, and ugly, there's no shaychus to higayin and to seichel, to logic. And really, as he explains, and we'll see more in Rabbi Yochum, to reality itself. There's no shaychus to reality. Ve'elam shum yisod. In other words, basically, we're living in a world where it's yisod versus anti-yisod, or non-yisod. Reality is the way that Hashem describes it. The way that Hashem describes reality, that's reality. That's the Metzius. And that Metzius is built upon the Yesod, the foundation of Hashem's will and how He created the world. Those things that are against Hashem's will, it's not just that they're bad or that you're going to get punished or that someone gets punished. It's that they don't have any Yesod at all. They don't have any Yesod. They're really non-existent. It's like a Hollywood set. That it has the appearance of something that's real. And everybody knows that when it comes to a taiva, and he'll bring down in a second, that there's a ruach shtus that says that if I have this taiva, in other words, if I satisfy myself with this forbidden desire, then I'm going to experience, I'm going to have, and this is the most important thing to me in my life right now. And then after you have that, the only thing that you feel is an unbelievable emptiness. The most horrible emptiness, because it doesn't have a yesod. And when something doesn't have a yesod, it means that it really doesn't exist. It only exists as a prop for our bechira chavshes, for our choice. And you think that you have to have this, and when you have it, then afterwards you're miserable and sick because you expect that was going to give you a certain feeling of existence. And in the end, the emptiness is worse than ever before. All addictions revolve. That's what all addictions are. A person who's addicted, regardless of what the addiction is, wants to feel something. The source of that is good. A person wants to feel something. And for whatever reason is convinced that this particular, whether it's a drink or a drug or it's a picture or it's an experience, that this particular thing is going to give me that feeling. I want to feel. I want to feel something, which in itself is a good thing. But I want to feel something because I don't feel. And I want to feel, meaning I want to experience Metzius. I want to experience this world. I want to experience this feeling. A need for that is very strong. And then that drink or that drug, whatever it is, leaves the person feeling just the opposite. With less of a Metzius than before. With more hopelessness and more emptiness than before. Ve'elam shum yesod v'shum binyan. Because all of the things that the Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says are not good for you, are bad for you, all those things don't have yesod. They don't have a foundation in reality. U'lahavdil gam goyim maskilim maskimim she'ein l'zeh shum higoyin seichel v'tachlis. Therefore he says that not only the Torah, but even intelligent, reasonable and sensitive B'nai Noach, of whom there are many, many, many millions and maybe billions in the world, choshev, intelligent and sensitive people, understand that this is a fix, but it's not reality. That drink is a fix. That high that you're going to get from that picture, it's a fix, but it doesn't have a yesod. You can't build a life from that. There's nothing there to build from. V'achrak sak malei ruach. It's a bag that's filled with air. It looks like it's a very choshev thing, but it's nothing. She'ein bo shum tachlis. Ein bo shum tachlis. There's no tachlis. V'kadosh baruch hu baris adam imatzavim ke'elu. So the hard thing, of course, is that Baruch Shalom created such a world that's filled with hot air. It's not really hot air. That's an expression that's used in the world. It's really cold air. It's not hot air. It's Erev Yontif. We're going to light the candles in a few minutes. That's hot air. You understand? This is cold air. What was Greece? What was Yavin? Yavin was a choshev binyan in the world. The whole world was shaking from that binyan of Greek culture. It's still everything that we're in now comes from that. It was a Hollywood set. It's a yofi. It's the yofi. It's the attractiveness of some actress who is made up and with makeup and with surgeries and with all kinds of lighting, all kinds of stuff. But if you see it like, you know, Rosh Chodesh Teves, it's not good. You understand? The whole thing it's not even before you get to the inyan of Tov Vera. It's an emptiness. Yafta l'kim l'yefes, beauty is very, very important. When beauty is brought into a pair of tefillin, into a Sefer Torah, into a Blat Gemara, into a conversation with a friend, when beauty is brought into Kedusha, it's gewaldig. But there's the emptiness of Yavan, the emptiness of Yavan is not, even before we get to Tumah and to Ra, it doesn't have a Yesod, it doesn't have a Binyan. There's no Yesod. It's all chitzoni. It's all external. It doesn't have any pneumias. That's why it's not hot air, it's cold air. There's no warmth to it. There's no warmth. It leaves you feeling always empty. If a person is Yiddishkeit chalila, the effects of the Yavanim are still being felt to this day, because it's possible for a person to keep mitzvahs and to learn Torah, and it's cold air. It's without any chamimus, without any warmth, without any light. The Yiddishkeit is without any light. It's a chitzonius to Yiddishkeit. It's a Yiddishkeit that's just everything is external. It's just doing things and keeping things, but without the pnimius, without the pnimius of what the mitzvah is, of what the piece of Torah is. It's without the pnimius. The milchama of Chanukah was a milchama for pnimius. It wasn't a milchama for physical survival. Everybody knows that. It was a milchama. It developed into something of that at the end. But the real milchama of Chanukah is a milchama for pnimius. For pnimius. If you light the candles in a few hours and you sing a little Moses song and you walk away from them, and you didn't absorb what the candles, like the tzaddikim say, but that the candles are telling a story, they're speaking. If you didn't absorb any of that, then the Greeks, what was it that they were so nervous about that there should be a Beis HaMikdash? Why is it that the whole world is so nervous about the Har HaBayis? Why are they so worried about Yerushalayim? What is it they're so worried about? Because the world is afraid of pnimius. And the Beis HaMikdash is the world headquarters of pnimius, of Or HaShem. They don't mind if there's a beautiful building, but as long as it's like a museum, and there are no kahanim bavadosam, as long as there's no pnimius, as long as it's without any warmth, without any light, the whole inyan of Chanukah is that light of pnimius. It's the light of pnimius, and that's something that the world is frightened of, pnimius. And that warmth of pnimius. And that's what Yesod is. Yesod means that it has meaning. It's something which has a foundation. It's real. It's something to live for. It's not a show. It's not a set in Hollywood. It's something real. But the Baruch Hashem created a world. And this world, that world that Hashem created, it's called choshech, it's called darkness. Hechshichu aineihem shel Yisrael, ein lechem chelek b'elokei Yisrael. The Yavanim don't mind if a person is officially Orthodox. But the Yevanim don't want a Jew who's a lechtigi yid, you understand? He's Orthodox and he means it. The Yevanim have no problem with Orthodox Jews. They have no problem with a person keeping mitzvahs and being observant. But the second that a person wants to go into the Beis HaMikdash, whoa. Beis HaMikdash is something. Bo pritzim v'chiluluha to be mechalal. Chol means to make something plain, to make something profane. It's not the same like Edom, like Esau. It's ra, vicious. The Germans, you know, Amalek, the Germans. That's something else. And, you know, you can recognize that. And it's pretty, pretty easy to smell a German and to smell an Amaleki. But with Yavin, it's something else. It's very, very confusing. Because Yavin looks like it's something that has chshivas and has a mitzias, and people are machshivit, like it's something that's the machshivit. It's like, you know, politicians, you know. I don't mean that they're all like that. There are one or two that are not like that, but that a politician and people are machshiv or machshiv, or you have like some actor gets up and says what his opinion is about COVID or something. What is it like? You don't even know how to spell COVID. You never added up so high like 19 in your life, and he's already saying days. He's and people are machshiv. It's nothing. It doesn't have any. There's no yesod to him. There's no yesod. But people think that's Yavin. People think it and they're machshiv it. But it's cold air. It's emptiness. It's cold. Nothing. That's called darkness. And they davka see themselves as being enlightened. That's enlightenment, and that's illumination, and all the lashonis of or. But Chazal say that in the beginning of Torah, it says, "Bereishis will keep Shemayim v'Zaris." Why so? Vavo v'choshech zu Yavan. Choshech is Yavan. It's not evil. It's not the Nazi. It's not the Nazi. It's that which appears to be something which is choshev, and even friendly and civilized, but it's nothing. It's garnished. There's nothing there. And people are running around investing their lives in that emptiness. And they become oftentimes addicted to that emptiness. When something is clearly ra, you run away. You try to avoid it. You stay away. You run away from it. But when you have this inyan of yovan, of choshech, of darkness, it's something different. Hashem created choshech. Yotzer or Avarei Choshech, Hashem created Choshech. He created such a dimion of Yavin in the world in order that we have free choice. And here the choice is much harder. The choice between Kodesh and Chol is much harder than between Toiv and Ra. Toiv and Ra, a person who's an upstanding, decent person, everybody has different definitions. I'm not talking about a Jew and Lavdil, a Ben Noach. But, okay, Tov and Ra is not so hard. But Kodesh and Chol, Haneiros Halol Kodesh Heim, Kodesh and Chol is not so posh. Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, Ben Or L'Choshech, Ben Yisrael L'Amen, that's really not so posh. That's not so posh. You could say, this is nice, this looks nice, what's wrong with it? They already have to make a havdalah. It's interesting by havdalah. Hamavdil ben Kodesh ben Olach ben Yisrael Amim. We don't say Hamavdil ben Yisrael v'Amalek or ben Tov v'Ra. Ben Kodesh l'chol. It's an edel thing. Kodesh l'chol. It's not so posh. Kodesh l'chol. Ben Yisrael Amim. Well, people look like they're nice, civilized people, and they are good people. They're not bad people. But there's a difference between Yisrael and Amen. 6 days of the week in Shabbos. Toiv and Ra? It's not Toiv and Ra. 6 days are not Ra. It's not the 6 days of the week are not days of evil, Chas v'Shol. But they're days of Chol. They're Vachedike days. And you have to be very careful by that Nakuda. Whenever there's that choice between Kodesh and Chol, That bechira is a very difficult bechira. Harder than tov and ra. It's harder than tov and ra. Because chol looks nice, just like you have to look kim liyafis. Greece, it looks nice. It looks nice. But it has no yesod. It has no foundation. It has no foundation. I remember we took the kids years ago, we were in California. And I was there speaking Shabbos in a few days. We're staying by Lorraine. And I took the kids to, it's no big deal, everybody stays by Lorraine. You know, Lorraine, everybody stays there. Jeff says, everybody stays by Lorraine. And I took the kids, they went to Universal. Yeah, it was just that means I was a little bit excited about it. Okay. I said, this is for the kids, but you know, I grew up in America and I was hoping to bump into some of my favorite characters or something. You know? I grew up with it. And they took us we went over there to the set. It's fascinating. And we went to the set of, there was a movie when I think maybe I was in high school or college, Jaws. You remember this with the sharks, and they have there by Universal like this pool, and they have the shark, that shark, that the whole world was sitting from that shark, that every dentist in the world was looking at that like, and never saw such teeth, and the whole world was afraid. In the movie, it was a terror. And you go there, and they showed you exactly how they did it, and you see how it goes around there, and it comes up, and everybody goes, ooh, and it's mamish, that the whole metzias is like that. That's the whole metzias is like that. And of course, I the kids wanted to have fun. I kept on telling them, you see a little sheker, and you know, I'm giving them, I was giving them all the drushes. My wife said, just let them have a nice time. What do you have to, everything is like a musa, look, children. I was saying, look at this. But it's no mitzvahs. There's no mitzvahs to it. Skurnish, nothing. It's a joke. It's a joke. But Hashem is much, much, much more talented than any of the people that created that set. And the set that we're on looks much more real, convincing, and scarier than the one over there in California. All of this is that there should be b'chiyuv yeschar v'aynish. Al kein ha'davar moishchim es lev ha'odom. So these things that have no metzias are moishchim es lev ha'odom. The way that a child is drawn to little toys. The moishchim es ha'lev. Everybody's going to be giving the children presents for Hanukkah. All kinds of tzatzkalach. Nowadays, I don't know if it's a, you know. I was just visiting my mother, and I was talking to my sister. Well, they're trying to figure out how they can make a dreidel game where you don't have to put any coins in the middle. Everybody could have like just scan. You could scan. You could have the dreidel automatically. Like it has a sensor for each person who spins, and then it'll scan the fingerprint or something. And then, you know, if you get a gimel, it'll just put it into your account. Now, I'm sure there's nothing like that yet, but there's somebody sitting somewhere thinking about it. And it'll become the Metzias in a year or two. It'll be the Metzias. And it'll be the coolest thing. And then all the kids are going to say, can we get that dreidel set? That's a gewaltige thing. You put on, you have an app for your dreidel. So by the time you get into the house, they're already spinning. So you don't have, when you get there, all the dreidels are spinning when you walk in. It's nothing. It's a gelachter. The moishchim is alayv. Moishchim is alayv. There was never such a thing as moishchim is alayv. If any one of you have ever had the misfortune of sitting, you know, and spending an hour or two, I'm not talking about for work or something you have to do on the computer. I'm talking about stam drawing around. Looking at this, looking at that. I'm not even talking about bid. That's something else. I'm not talking about looking at things that are awesome. I'm saying stam. Drying around. When you finish that, you feel good. There's no yisod to such a thing. What are you drying around looking here, looking there? You're comparing Arut Sheva to Israel News, or I don't know the names of all things. Are you comparing it to this one or to that one? if people, they spend their lives commenting, writing things, or my wife is telling me, you know, she was trying to shop, she was buying something, and she asked me what I thought. So I said, whatever you like. I don't know. What do you want to get? So she says, well, let me see what the people say about it. I said, what? That the business with the likes. And they, why is he a bigger maven on buying whatever it is, some toothpaste or something? I don't know, whatever it was. Like, I have to know what Yen thinks about toothpaste or something. He kind of, could be, he doesn't have any teeth at all. And I, what I have to worry about his toothpaste? And you're, I don't know. We've been buying the same toothpaste for the last 50 years. We get toothpaste. What I care. So, see how it's rated. It's all Havel Havolim. And the whole world is fakkaif from them. Like, it's crazy. And there's no Yesod. There's no Metzias. That we're going to see from Rabbi Yochanan. There's no Metzias. So if, that's why after you do that, you feel such an emptiness. Such an emptiness. But every single time after you finish learning a Blat Gemara or a Mishnah, or you finished something, or doing a Taiva for a person, or helping somebody, then you feel Metzias. That feeling, that high that you have, when you help somebody, that's Metzias. That's called Yisod. Yisod, that's the Tanug, that's the Oneg of something that's real. There's a famous Torah from the Rebbe Abuna Pshischa Shchusilenu, which really is a lot, it's a big inya. I spoke about it once around 25 years ago, but it needs to be clarified more. But, you know, we said in Davening just a little while ago, HaBoicha B'Shirei Zimra. Hashem chooses, He loves the songs of the Jewish people. HaBoicha B'Shirei Zimra. Melech Yochid, Chayor Lom, Chaylom, or whatever your nusuf is. So, the Rebbe Abunim Pshischa said, HaBoicha B'Shirei Zimra, that Shirei Zimra is a lashon of Shirayim. And he says that when something is holy and something is good, after it's finished, you're still singing about it. There are Shirayim from something good. Zimra, a song. You hear the word? It's a very deep word. When something is worthless, it has no yesod, when you finish it, there's nothing. There's nothing. Shum davar. When you finish something that's holy, you're still singing. There's shirayim. And he said, and when the song, even when after the music stops, seriously, when you go to these simchas nowadays and you hear some of the crazy music, I'm talking about that they're playing at the simchas. Afterwards, you have some hisaris from that song. You think about that song at all. You know I'm talking about the Ben Bagbag Omer, whatever that stuff is. And I don't mean anything bad about the musicians. They're trying to make a living. They're all good people. It's not Chalila. But you think about it. You have his iris from it. Maybe you catch yourself for some reason. You catch yourself in that rhythm. But then if you catch yourself, you say, what's the matter? But after you hear a Nigun of Kedusha, it stays with you. There's Shirayim from a Nigun of Kedusha. After you hear something like that, you hear Nigun of Kedusha, there's Shirayim. It goes into the pinimius of who you are. All the noise that they make by weddings is, if they would shut off all of a second the noise, you see people walking in a circle, no one's even singing. No one's singing. Look around. They make it so loud, and people just walk around, and everybody has that smile, that chasna smile, and everybody's walking around, and they're playing crazy, and you feel it already now, you know, sometimes in your chest. That thing, and they're playing it, and everybody's walking around, and if they would all of a sudden just stop all the music, you wouldn't hear anything. You would hear nothing. Because it's nothing. There isn't anything. It's noise. It's just noise. But when there's a Nigun of Kedusha, you sing with it, you don't need even, the music can stop. The music's just to get you going, but then there are shirayim from the song. HaBoicha B'Shirei Zimra, the shirayim of a song, that's something that's real. When there's a niggun that's real, it stays with you, it changes you, it lifts you up. It makes a difference in your life when there's a real niggun. Same thing with the Torah. You can hear something that's cute, it's nice, but all Torah is holy, but it doesn't necessarily, didn't reach something inside of you, and it doesn't stay with you. It doesn't have any shirayim. the Indian of Shirei Zimra Shiyarim of a song, the Rabbi was saying that when something touches you in a real way, it's something which is real, it stays with you. It makes a difference in your life. The whole Indian of Chanukah is to fight for that light. That's what Chanukah is. It's to fight for that. It's to want to have that in life. That's the Indian of Yesod. That's the Midah of Yesod. I can't draw Moshe Kamasa Leib, but Ein Raev Leib Chomeid. But when it comes to Yavin, the eye sees and the heart wants. That's why the Svarim say that Chanukah is the time of Tikkun Ha'inayim. Tikkun Ha'inayim. Ve'ein lona reshus l'shtameish b'am ela l'raisim bilvad. Tikkun Ha'inayim. Ve'ein elei arakais, the eyes of Le'i Imenu. Le'i is 36, the 36 candles, the Gematria 36, 36 candles of Chanukah. The Or HaGonos, Rav Shalom, help me to see the Or HaGonos. Help me to see the light that is hidden. To see the pnimius, that's what it means. We're not able to see the light from create. You know, we don't. Only big tzaddikim can see such a thing. But I could see that which is hidden. I could see the pnimius. That's the light of Le'i Imenu. That's the Or of Chanukah. That's the light of the hidden tzaddikim. The Lamed Vav tzaddikim. Lamed Vav 36 candles. Le'i is 36. Le'i is the Oisius. Ohel. Ohel means what's inside, the tent inside, not on the street, not outside. And that's a world of mitzvahs. That's a world of yesod, the foundation of onig, of pleasure. But not pleasure just for a fix, for a second. A pleasure that's deep. A pleasure that's real. Aval be'etzem advarim ein lam shum yesod. But when it comes to Yavan, when it comes to Greece, when it comes to these things, they don't have a yesod. There's no yesod. Ve'im dvarim b'li sharish v'seichel. B'li sharish, there's no root. They don't have any deep roots. There's no roots. There's nothing. It's like a mushroom. There's nothing. There's no sharish. There's no seichel. Atuf l'lovan. They're just wrapped in. They're wrapped in a white pack. They're wrapped in a nice gift wrapping. That's all. Sak mole ruach. Again, a bag that's filled with air. Bilvad ha'atuf b'meshicha gufanis. That's wrapped in something which is very attractive, physically attractive, something which is very enticing and attractive. That's how it's wrapped. L'lo seichel. But when you take off the wrapping, there's no seichel. The gam l'lo revach kesef, and it doesn't even bring nothing. Even a revach kesef, it doesn't even when you a person again when a person has to go onto the thing to the computer for business, he can make money. He makes a couple of deals, so that's kedai. That's what he's doing. That's his business. His business is online. He makes a couple of deals. He makes parnasi. He pays the yeshiva. Good, but if you're just going around and doing things, it's nothing. And there's not even any. You don't even make any money from it. Nothing. What did you gain from it? Va'al kein ha'esek b'zev ho'ach v'rak shtus gadol. The whole esek is a big shtus. U'chedivrei Chazal. And this is what Chazal mean. Ein adam chayte elim kei nichnas by ruach shtus. Chazal said this in one sentence. A person doesn't sin unless he is overtaken by a ruach of shtus. Shtus doesn't mean that you're stupid. Shtus means it's something that doesn't really exist. Where do you see that? It's very clear in the word shtus. See in a second. The Lashon of Shtus comes from the parasha of Saita. Saita, Samach, Sin is interchangeable, as you know. So the parasha of the Saita, Isha Kisista, Kisista Ishta. So we know it means that she's unfaithful. Meaning, Yisod, the word, you know, there are many words in Lashon HaKadosh that have in it the Tov and the Ra, in that same word. So, Yisod is connected to the word shita, like shita mugabetzis, or like there's a shita, the shita's beis hillel. It means, a shita means when there's a mahalach, right? The shita of beis hillel. It means that there's a mahalach. Beis hillel has a mahalach. There's a shita. Beis hillel has a view and it's a consistent view, that's called a shita. Kisiste ishto means the opposite of a shita. There was a shita that you had in your life, which is called marriage. That's a big inyan. That's harayim akudesh sleep with the bazook of the smoshi Yisrael. And you are a husband and wife. And kisiste ishto means, instead of living with that shita, you became a shaita. You became a shaita. A shaita doesn't have a shita. Or a shaita makes a shita of something that's not a shita. You understand? That's the craziest thing. You could pay membership to, you could pay maybe $250 a member to be a member of the, the Preservation of Snowflake Society, because it was the first snow. My mother asked me, "Are you ready?" I said, "For what, Ma?" When I came this morning, she says, I said, "What happened?" She said, "It's snowing." I said, "Oh, Ma, this is not, there's no accumulation." She says, "It could be. It could be." I said, "Okay, I'm all ready. I'm ready. My boots. You have your gloves. I have my gloves." So there's a society for the preservation of snowflakes in the spring. Maybe you can check online. There could be such a thing. In other words, they have shaitim that make a sheet out of a shtus. You understand? Shaita make a shita out of shtusim. A regular shaita has a bad moment. Ein adam chayta elam ken nechal. A ruach shtus. Everybody has that from time to time. A ruach shtus. But then you recover, right? Right after you say to yourself, "What was I thinking? What was I doing? Am I crazy?" When you do something stupid, you say, "What was I crazy?" And the answer is, "Yes, it was stupid. Don't do it again." But then you have a higher madrega or a lower madrega than that, where there's a madrega where a person makes a shita out of his shtus. You're a shaita, and you made a shita out of your shtus. So the parasha of Isha Kisista is a scary parasha. One of the strongest shitas that the Baruch Shalom established in life is marriage. You better not mess with that. You better not look to the left or to the right. You better stay in line. You're a married man. You're a married woman. You better not look anywhere. You better stay on that. On that line, that shura, that shita. A shita means a line. You better stay there. And what happened to this woman? Isha kisista ishta. Adam. Kisista ishta. Right? On kisista. That this woman never got fablanjit. Shumi loshen shtus. It's loshen shtus. It's a foolishness. Uchiyadua shabemakairai. Sheldavar Shamhu Ha'ikah. We know, we talk about this all the time, a klal that every time you find something in Torah, especially the first time that it's found in Torah, that's the Ikah Hadavar, that's what it is. So this Lashon of Shtus is found in Chumash. It begins in this world of the Isha, Saita. Kisista Ishtar. So the Torah chose this as being, as putting this up as the big shtus. This is like, there's a lot of shtusim, but this is the beginning of shtuyot. Or this is a terrible shtus. A terrible shtus of unfaithfulness. But every aveira is unfaithfulness, you understand? That's what Chazal is saying. Every aveira is being unfaithful. As you and I, each one of us, are married to the Baruch Shalom. Anytime we do something we shouldn't do, it's a shtus. What's the shtus? You're a shaita. You're being unfaithful. That's a shtus. You're not sticking to the shita. You're not part of the mahalach. Or you veered away, you got distracted. That's a shtus. Every aveira is unfaithfulness. It's not just, God forbid, such a big thing like this. Anytime that a person does something, whatever it is, it's a bechina of what it says of Timol Mal Beisha, that she was unfaithful to her husband. She did something that was a meila, like meila behekta. She was desecrated. It said she desecrated the marriage. It's the same thing for the husband that does that. It's just that that's the lashon. It says in pasuk that there's kiddushin, there's nisuin, and she did such a thing. Now, how did that happen? Because remember, let's go back to what we spoke about 2 weeks ago. The Dovak Beishto, oh no, that was in the Erev Shabbos Chabura, that the first place in Torah where it says Eloshon of Dveikis is by marriage. Right? The first place it says in Torah, Dveikis is by marriage. The Dovak Beishto. V'hari l'basar achad. So you see that the binyan of the shurish of Dveikis among humans, the strongest Dveikis that we have by humans is Ish v'isha, is marriage. And that's why it says v'dovak Dveikis. Dveikis means yisod, deep, Dveikis. They're bound together, like the tree that has deep roots is with the earth. So now we understand it. Since that, in this world, that is the strongest musag that we have of something that, with yisod, of something that's clear, that has a shita, that has a mahalach, the dovak b'ishto, therefore we can understand that kisis te'ishto is the opposite of that. Because you took the thing that's supposed to be the strongest dveikus, and you were unfaithful to that. You were unfaithful to that. In Avodas Hashem, of course, that's Avodah Zarah. That's Avodah Zarah. Avodah Hashem, that's Avodah Zarah. It's a lashon of znus. Avodah Zarah is a lashon of znus. Minus, because achrei levavchem is a minus, the Gemara says. Znus, atzvatam zoinim achareim. Znus is, usually you use znus when it comes to a man and a woman. But here's atzvatam zoinim achareim. When it comes to a person and Hashem, it's called znus. You're unfaithful. You're unfaithful. It's a shtus. A Jew is supposed to live with a certain shita, with a certain mahalach. That's why the midah of Yisod is Kedushas Habris, and Kedushas Habris means there's an agreement, there's a covenant, there's a mahalach, there's a shita, and you went away from it. You went against the bris. You're poigim in the bris. You went against the bris. You're not dovuk. You're not attached to me. If you would be attached to me, you wouldn't be looking at that other woman at work. That's what that woman is saying. If you would be attached to me, you wouldn't be looking at that thing on your phone. The dveikus is not what it should be. No, I am dovek. You know, there's something missing in the dveikus. Something in the devek is not good. By the Tanoim, he says, I'm a devek toiv. By the Tanoim, right? By the Chasna. I'm a devek toiv. So don't say it. I'm a devek toiv. The glue. Devek toiv. Good glue. Strong glue. When there's strong glue, Then there's no going away. You're glued together. You don't go away. Between people, that's Gilei Rayis. That's a Rayis. With a person in Hashem, that's Avodah Zarah. But Bittul HaYisod, undermining or uprooting Yisod, it's the same. A wife, another Kadosh Baruch Hu, is the same thing. It comes from the same place. That's why all of Avodah Hashem, not just Tikkun HaBris, all of our Avodah Hashem depends upon Tikkun HaBris. Hashem made us in such a way that inyan of Shmiras Habris is connected to everything that we do in life, not just in that area of Arayas. It has to do also with faithfulness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Staying in line, let's just finish this paragraph. Shalod Avareku, Ari Ish V'Isha, Zochu Shechina Shvuya B'Nehem. It's not a small thing. A husband and wife, when they're Dvukim, when they're attached, the Shechina is there. When it's Katshik, they live in those bias be Yisrael. And why did she go under the chuppah with him? To build a bayis ne'eman be Yisrael. What does it mean, bayis ne'eman? It means Yisod. A house that's faith. Bayis ne'eman. A house that has a strong Yisod. A building. That's what she went under the chuppah. They went under the chuppah. There should be a bayis. There should be a house. A house has a foundation. V'lohoylu talodas zerakasha. And they to have children that are zerakasha. Limoshech beisam shall have room to continue the house of Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. V'kol mikol kol. Kol is the mid of Yisod. V'kol mikol kol. Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Our whole tachlis in this world is to continue with that building of Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, to build more and more stories to the building. Adam shachis neshamas kedoshes ba'olam lebinyan klai Yisrael l'netzach netzachim v'hamshach b'zeh bias ben David. And to bring ultimately to Malchus from Yisod to go to Malchus, Malchus based David. And what did this woman do? She went away from this shita of kedushin of marriage, and she was a shaita, and she was a saita, and she did a Ruach Shtus, she went, God forbid, with somebody. That whole Mahalach of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and all the Hemshech HaDoros, all the way down to now Toshin Pei Beis, in your marriage, there was a Hemshech, and you went away from that line of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, sorry for Karach Uriah. You went someplace else. You got lost, you got fablodged, you left the row. There was a Shita, and you left. That's a Shtus. Now what did you bring to the world? Instead of bringing more Zerah Kodesh to the world, instead of bringing more Eniklech to Avraham Avinu, and more Kovet Shemayim into the world, instead what did you do? You brought more Klipas into the world, more filth into the world, more Tum into the world. It's a Shtus G'day L'Ma'ay. It's a Shtus. It's nonsense. It doesn't make sense. It's a Shtus. It's foolish. Anything that is a stiyah from that shita is a shtus. Anything that's a stiyah from that shita is a shtus. And that is the inyan of yesod. Yesod means where there's a metzias, something that's real, and there's a mahalach, and there's a shita. And you're in that, and you fight for that, and you subscribe to that, and that's your world. And that's a world that, because you live in it, it gives you meaning. It's the opposite of choshech, it's the opposite of darkness. It's yovan. That darkness is yovan, and the or is kedushas Yisrael, and the or is Yaakov Avinu titan emes the Yaakov. The opposite of that is Yaakov. Yaakov is emes, is truth, and truth is aleph mem sof. From beginning to end, it's emes, it's real. It's real. That's the milchama of Chanukah. The Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us that, since we're going to say in the bracha that Bayom Ahem Bezman Hazeh, I think Bayom Ahem we all believe in that it happened back then. Our problem is that we don't believe that it could happen Bezman Hazeh. Hashem Baruch should help us that we should not only believe that it happened a long time ago, but it could happen right now Bezman Hazeh. For the blessing of Amitis, Mehem Yemin Amen.